Today Shir's a Masechta Ksubis on Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the end of the line with the word Bishlama. Our Gemara is going to analyze two terutzim, that of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, to the stira that we had between the first mission of this Perek on Daf Chavtes and the Mishnah Masechta Makis Daf Yud Gimel. On Daf Chavtes we learned that Habo Ala Choisoi, if someone forces relations with his sister, he's ma'anis his sister, he will pay knas. And in Makis Yud Gimel we learned that if there was Hasra for Malkis on that act, he would get Malkis. And the question is, how can he get both Malkis and knas? We have a rule that al risha achas atomechayev iatochayev al shtei rishoyis, the bezdin has to only administer one punishment, and we have a rule of kamalei b'rabimenei, we always give the harder punishment, but how could there both be malchus and knas? And on this, we are going to analyze the terutzim of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Before we get into the actual Gemara, since we are mentioning the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes, the beginning of the Perek, I just wanted to mention a teretz that a number of listeners gave to a question that I had there on Daf Chavtes. We had asked the question that Tosfos asked on Rashi there, Kusum, in the Mishnah Rashi says, is Gerei Aroyos? They were not real Gerim, they were Goyim. And Tosfos asks, how could that be? If they are Goyim, how could they receive Knas? We learned on Daf Yud Aleph of this Masechta that if someone's Ma'anis a Goy, there is no Knas. Then we asked the question that on Nesinim, Tosfos holds that Midoraisa, there is an Isser, Laisis Chatenbo, that you cannot marry them, which would indicate they are Goyim. Why isn't it difficult on Tosfos Pshat in the Sinim that there should be no Knas, and yet the Mishnah says there is Knas? Why did Tosfos only ask it on Gerei Arayos of Rashi? What about his Pshat in the Sinim? And we had a number of terutzim actually from around the globe, one coming in from Paris, France, and the point which I overlooked and which I am happy and appreciate that they brought to my attention is the following. That according to Tosfos, who holds by Nesinim, there is an Isser of Los Chatenbom, it doesn't mean that they're Goyim. They were Megayer. They're considered Jews. But even though they're considered Jews, even though there was a Geirus, they're still an Isser Los Chatenbom. And in Mela, Tosfos' question on Rashi about Kusum Gerei Arayos, that they're Goyim, there's no Knas, will not affect Tosfos' Pshat in Nesinim, because Nesinim, in fact, are considered Jews, but they're considered Jews where there would still be, even after Geirus, an Isser of Los Chatenbom. However, as far as Knas goes, they would be eligible for Knas, and I thank those listeners for bringing this to my attention. And now we can go into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan lo yamar karish lakish. Rabbi Yochanan's answer to the stira between the Mishnah Daf Chavtes and in Makis Daf Yud Gimel is that it's going like the Rabbonin, who hold that you cannot have Malkus and Mishalim. You only get Malkus, the harder Einish, and not the Tashlumin. So how is it that our Mishnah says there is Knas? Rabbi Yochanan answered, our Mishnah is speaking about Loy Isrubei. If there was Hasra for Malkus, that's the Mishnah in Makis Yud Gimel, then they would get Malkus and not Knas. However, if there was Lo Yisrubei, they did not give him Hasra, then there will be Knas and not Malkus. Resh Lakish's Teretz to the Kasha, as we learned in yesterday's Shir, is that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir's Shita is that Loike U Mishalit. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Amar Karish Lakish. It is good. We understand why Rabbi Yochanan did not learn like Rabbi Shlakish. They call Mukum Le'a Karabbanim. Because Rabbi Yochanan wants to say that our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanim who hold that Ainu like a Mishalim. He doesn't want to interpret the Mishnah based on Rabbi Meir, Adas Yochid, who we don't paskin like, who holds that like him Mishal, El Rish Lakish, but Rish Lakish, who interpreted our mission according to Rabbi Meir, my time alarm of Rabbi Yochanan, why did he not give Rabbi Yochanan's teretz that our mission on Daf Chavtes is speaking about Loy Yisru Bey, and then it'll come out even according to the Rabbanan who hold Ein Loiko Mishalim. It would seem that this is a better teretz. Amar Lach, Rish Lakish will answer you. Kivan the Ilu Yisru Bey Potter, if there would have been Hasra. You're telling me that they would receive Malka, that the perpetrator would receive Malkus, and he would not have to pay Knas. If that's so, then Kiloy Asur Bey, even if there was no Hasra. But since for this act, there would have been a Chi of Bemezid with Hasra of Malkus, so Nami Potter, even though now there was no Hasra, since it's an Oynish, for which one would either in the case of Misa this would apply, or in the case of Malkus, since potentially had there been Asura, there would have been either Misa or Malkus, so even though now there's no Asura, the perpetrator is still Potter, he's exempt from Tashlumen. Therefore, Rish Lakish rejects Rabbi Yochanan's answer. You cannot say the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes is speaking about there was Lo Yisur Bey, because since one bemazed with Asura would have been Chayv Malkus, as the Mishnah says in Makas Yud Gimel, he'll be Potter from Knas, even if Lo Yisur Bey. V'azdila Tamai, the Gemara says that actually Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in this matter, whether the halacha of Kamlei B'Rabimnei by Misen Momen or Malkus and Momen applies even if there was no Hasra, that goes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish l'shitasa d'chi asa Rav Dimi, because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said the following: Chai ve Misa Shaygin. If you have a case where if the person had done it b'mezid, he would have mechayv Misa, but he did this act b'shaygin, and chai ve Malkus Shaygin, had he done it b'mezid, he would have received 39 lashes, but he did it b'shoyi. And v'dover acher, as Rashi explains, dover acher means that there is a chiyuv of money, mamon. In both the case of chayvi mises, it was with a chiyuv money. And also with the chayvi malkayos, was also with a chiyuv of mamon. So what is the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayv, Rish Lakish amar potter. Rabbi Yochanan says that chayv mishoygin and chayv malkishoygin with money is potter, is chayv. And Rish Lakish amar potter. Rish Lakish says that you're potter from paying the money. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayv. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayv to pay the money. Why? The whole yasurbeh. There was no hasra, there was no warning. And the whole reason why one would be potter from both Malkus and Monoman is, as Rashi brings down, the bottom Rashi, Divrei HaMaskil, on the last line, the Holoi Aserbeh, Ve'ein Atom Mechaivei Elamishum Risha Achas the Moment. The whole reason that you would be Potter is because it's, you're punishing him for two reasons. But here, if Loi Aserbeh, you're not giving him the punishment of Misa or the punishment of Malkus. So why not then give him the punishment of the Moment? There's no reason to Potter him for the Moment. Rish Lakish amar potter. Rish Lakish says, no, you're potter by chayv mishargin or chayv malkshargin. Kiven de ilu esur bey potter. Had you given him asura, I would have been potter. Ki lo yisur bey nami potter. When you did not give him asura, he's also potter. And Rashi, the last Rashi on the Amid, says, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey will explain from where in the Torah Rish Lakish learns this halacha, the chayv mishargin or chayv malkshargin are potter from moment. Eisri, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, who holds a Chayv Misa Shoygin, or Chayv Malkus Shoygin, our potter from Mammon, he asks a question, Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in Shmoy's Perichof Al Pasuk of Beis, the Pasuk says, V'chi Natsu Anashim, when two people will be fighting, V'nok V'yishar Hara, and they will hit a pregnant woman, V'yatsu Ladea, and she will lose the children that she was carrying, the Pashup Shah of the Pasuk is, and nothing will happen to the woman. There will not be a fatality that the woman will die. And the din is, Anish Anish, Kasha Yashisolov Balo Ishov, and Nasim Beflilim. Then the perpetrator has to pay the owner the value of the dead children. And that's the Pasuk that Rish Lakish now brings Rabbi Yochanan. Veloyi Asin Anish Anish, as we turn to Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, my love, what does Asin mean? Asin Mamish. It means that the woman did not die. When do you have to pay the money for the children if the woman did not die? But if the woman died, says Rish Lakish, even if the perpetrator will not be chayv misa. Why? Because he wasn't warned. He will be still patur min hatashlumin. So it would come out that whether there was a chayv misa on the perpetrator because he was warned, or whether there was no chayv misa on the perpetrator because he was not warned, in both cases There would be a ptur from Mammon according to Rish Lakish, and the only time that there would be a chi of Mammon is if the woman did not die. But if she died, it doesn't matter whether he was warned or not. He would be potter from paying. So Lachar Rish Lakish has a strong question against Rabbi Yochanan that from here you see chayv misa shoygin, even if he was a shoygin. He did it by accident, or he did it on purpose and he wasn't warned, he would be potter. So Rabbi Yochanan answers to Rish Lakish, loi din asan. What it means, v'loi ye asan, means there's no din asan. The asan is not going on the woman, but rather it's going on the perpetrator. When does the perpetrator have to pay money? If he is not sentenced to death by the Beis Din. The Austin is referring to the fatality that's going to happen when the justice of the Beis Din is carried out and the perpetrator is killed. So the Pasuk says, Im lo ye Austin, if there's no din Austin, then there is a chiv of Mammon. But if there is a din asayin, if there is a chi of misa, then he's potter. But as long as there's no chi of misa, he would be chayiv. So it would come out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the woman didn't die, or even if the woman died, but the perpetrator was not warned, in both of those cases, there would be a chiyuv to pay. The only time there would not be a chiyuv to pay is if there was a din asayin that the perpetrator was going to be killed, then he doesn't have to pay. But if it's b'shoygin, chayv mishoygin, there is a chiyuv of tashlumin. Now, Tosfos points out that the end of the pasuk, which states, im asin yiyev anasata nefesh tachas nefesh, the top Tosfos, my love, we'll learn it inside. Avagav the sefer dekrod dim osin yal korcha chaynu din osin kedechsev nasat the nefesh. That there, where we say that the perpetrator is going to get killed because he killed the woman, so there certainly im osin yia means din osin. So why should Rish Lakish think that the reisha is osin referring to the woman? L'chayre, it's definitely im lo ye asin, means if there is no din asin, like Rabbi Yochanan learns. And we see that from the Seifa. So Taisa says, mikol makom lo ye asin havemash mo ye asin mamish. In other words, Rish Lakish felt, according to this first pshat in the Gemara, we'll soon see an ikka di amri, but according to the first pshat in the Gemara, Rish Lakish felt, what is the simple meaning im lo ye asin? If you teach it, if you translate it in its most simple form, it means if there's no tragedy, if nothing happened to the woman, if she didn't die, so then there's a chiyuv. But if she died, if there is a tragedy, then you are potter, even though he is not going to get killed, but you're potter. That's a simple understanding of im lo ye asin. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, he has a very good point, Rabbi Yochanan, that the end of the pasuk, you have to admit to me that the asin is referring to din asin, what happens to the perpetrator. So I learned the reisha, the first pasuk, the same way. Im lo ye asin, if there's no din asin, if the perpetrator is not going to get killed, then you're chayiv. But if he's going to get killed, you're potter. If he's not going to get killed, you're chayiv. whether the woman didn't die or whether the woman died without asrah, with the man not getting asrah, there'll always be a chiyuv because chayvim misa shoygin is mechuyev in money. You're only potter if the perpetrator actually will get misa. And therefore, we now understand very well the ikad di amri. Ikad di amri, eser Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. According to the ikad di amri, Rabbi Yochanan is asking the question to Rish Lakish and not vice versa. It says, v'lo yasin anish yanish. My love, din asin. And now, based on Tosis, we understand this version of the Gemara very well. Because according to the way Tosis explains Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan has a very smooth pshat in the whole pasuk. If there'll be a din osn, as we see from the second pasuk, from the pasuk im osn yev and asata nefesh, tachs nefesh, if you're going to kill this person, then he doesn't pay money. But im lo ye osn, which again, in the first pasuk, will mean the same as the second pasuk. If there is no din osn, if you're not going to kill the person, then the halacha is that you have to pay money, which means you're not going to kill him, even though the woman was killed, but he was a shoygeg. He didn't have asra, so the din will be that, if there's no din asin, the din will be that you're chayiv, because chayiv mi shoygeg and are chayiv. So memeil tzakash and Rish Lakish holds chayiv mi shoygeg and are potter. So my love, din asin. So the Gemara answers, Rish Lakish will defend himself and say, no, loy asin mamish. Even though the second pasuk, when you do kill the perpetrator, there, asan, of course, means din asan, that the perpetrator will get killed. In the first pasuk, the asan refers to the woman, and lo yasan means if the woman will not die, then there is a chiyuv to pay, but if the woman will die, even though the perpetrator will not die because he didn't have asra, you will be potter because chayv mishoygen are potter. So these are the two ways to learn this pasuk, Rish Lakish according to his understanding and Rabbi Yochanan according to his understanding. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, says Rava, umiyik lamandi yomer chayv mishoygen chayovim. Is there someone who in fact holds that chayv mishoygen is chayiv? As we wanted to say to Rabbi Yochanan holds, Vahatana de Chizkiya, we learned in Yeshiva of Chizkiya, we're going to learn a limud that Chayvim Yishoygin are potter. And this long Tosis, the second one, Divrei Maskil Mi'ika, Tosis asks, he doesn't understand Rava's Kasha. Can't Rabbi Yochanan argue on Tana de Chizkiya? Rabbi Yochanan is an Amoira, Tana de Chizkiya is an Amoira, why can't Rabbi Yochanan argue? And in fact, Tosis brings down that there is a Tana that disagrees with Tana de Bechizkia. So Tosis has various terutzim. I'd like to share with you the one that's eight lines before it gets wide in the Tosis. And Tosis says, V'ahad de ka'amar mi ikla man diyamar hayna mishum de Tana de Bechizkia ikr. Shahaya shayna b'raisha shorabchiya shahaya aviv. Kedemuchu b'saif perkabal yivemte. V'hain ikr. So Tosis says that Chizkiya used to learn brises of his father, Rab Chiya. Chizkiya was one of the sons of Rab Chiya. And Rab Chiya's brises were authoritative. They are used by the Gemara to ask questions to Yuftas if someone said against the brises of Rab Chiya. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would not argue on the Tana de Bechizkiya, who were quoting brises from Rab Chiya, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan would not argue on these authoritative brises, which had the status of like Mishnayis, which Rabbi Yochanan would not argue on. So what was the limit of Tana de Bechizkiya? It says in the Pasuk, Makeh Adam Makeh Behema. And the actual pasuk is in Vayikra Chav Dalet, pasuk Chav Alef. Umake behemi shalmena, umake adam yumas. And here the make adam, even though it uses a lashon of hitting, but it means if Reuven will kill Shimon, then Reuven will have to die. So we compare the make adam to the make behema. Ma make behema. Just like if one smites an animal. Loichilakta boy ben shayi be meza. There is no difference whether he intended to hit the animal or he did not intend to hit the animal. Or be mischaven l'she'en mischaven. or whether he intended to hit one animal and by accident he hit another animal. That's Eina Mischavet. Bein derech yirida l'derech aliyah, whether he did it with his hand or with a knife going down, or whether he did it going up. And we know that l'gabei shoigig, there's exer sekasev, as Rashi brings down divrei maskal bein derech yirida l'derech aliyah, the pasuk says, kol shebederech yirida segoyla dechsiv vayipol olav ad sheyipol kederech nefila. By golus, you only chayv golus if it is in a downward motion. But if he kills his friend in an upward motion, the xeris akosav is, that one is potter by golus. That's why our Gemara mentions that even though by behema there's no shaychus, it's only an inyan by golus. But since we're going to say by an adam that there's no difference legabe a person being potter from monetary damages when he kills a person, bein derech yirida b'derech aliyah, so symmetrically we do it in the reisha here also, that there is no difference in the chi of tashlumen by hitting an animal, whether it's derech yirida or derech aliyah, lepoitrei mamon ela lechayv mamon. None of these factors will cause the person to be potter for money, but rather he'll be chayiv. Af maka adam, we make a hekish from maka adam to maka behemam. The same by maka adam. Lo itach lo boy, don't make any distinction. Bein shoyig bein mezid, whether it's an accident or it's deliberate. Bein mischavin l'sheinu mischavin, whether he wanted to kill this person or he really wanted to kill somebody else and he by accident killed the other person. Bein derech yirida l'derech aliyah, the chilek that we have by golus between yirida aliyah makes no difference here. L'chayv oimamin, that the person will be chayv el l'poitri mamin. In all of these situations, the person will be potter from money, from paying money. So what do we see clearly from Tana de Bechizkiya? That chayv misa shaygig, because it says bein shaygig l'mezit. If one killed someone else, and at the same time there was a monetary responsibility, and on the person he was a shoygeg, it says it's never shy to be chayv mamon when it comes to killing a person, el lepoitri mamon. So we learn out, just like by an animal you're always chayiv, by killing a person you're always potter. So that's why Rava asks, how could we say in Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan holds chayiv and misha shoygeg in our chayiv? Here we see clearly from Tana de Beit Chizkiya, the authoritative brises that he was saying over in the name of his father Rabbi Chiya, how could we say that it is chayiv? We see certainly the chayiv mishoygeg our potter. Elik, he also Ravin. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar, he said chayiv mishoygeg kuli amalei pligid pturin einach nami. As Rashi explains, based on the Tana Bei Chizkiya, everybody holds that chayiv mishoygeg our potter ki pligi. When is there a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish b'chayiv malkis shoygeg v'davar acher? If somebody would have done something b'mezid, he would have received malkis, and he did it b'shoygeg, and at the same time there was a chayiv mamon, that's davar acher. Are you chayiv or are you potter? Rabbi Yochanan, Amar chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan holds chayiv. Why? Because chayiv emisis ishkes, chayiv malkis lo yiskes. What was compared to behema? Only chayiv emisis, because that was the pasuk. Maki behemi shomenu, maki adam, which means he killed him. Yumas. Chayiv malkis, we don't find any hekesh. So therefore, by chayiv malkis, we will not say bein shoygi bein mezit. Chayiv malkis, where we say, come with rabbinay, al risha achas, non on shtei rishoyas, that will only be by mezid. But by shoygeg, chayiv malkis shoygeg will not be potter minat hashlumen. Chayiv malkis lo yishkes, rish lakish shomer potter. Why? Because befeirish ripsa toira chayiv malkis chayiv mises. We find a distinct comparison between malkis and misa, and therefore, since everyone agrees based on Tana Bei Chizkiya, like we learned before, that chayiv mis shoygeg are potter minat hashlumen. Since, as we're going to show, a comparison between Malkus and Misa, so Memele Chayv and Malkus Shoygen, according to Rish Lakish, are also Potter. So by Misa, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both hold that you are Potter. The Machloikis is, do we say the same thing by Malkus or not? Rabbi Yochanan says we don't say it. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayv and Malkus Shoygen are Chayiv. Rish Lakish holds Chayv and Malkus Shoygen are also Potter. Heichen Rips the Torah, asked the Gemara, where do we find that the Torah was Marba Malkus to Misa? According to Rish Lakish, Amar Abaye, Asya, Russia, Russia. we have two psukim which are put right next to each other in Vayikra Chav Dalet. Pasuk Yud Ches and Pasuk Yud Ches. In Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, excuse me, this is in Dvorim, these two psukim, that's going to be the next Gemara. These two psukim, one is in Bamidbar Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. That is v'loisikhu kaiful nefesh retzeich asher hu rasha lamus kimois yumas. And then we have in Dvor and Perichof Hei, Pasuk Beis, v'hoya im bin akois harasha. So we have the same word rasha in each one. So we make exereshava. One is speaking about killing someone, and one is speaking about hitting someone. So we learn that we learn Malkus from Misa. So it comes out, according to Abaya, we have two steps. First, we learn out Misa from Makke Behema. We have Makke Adam from Makke Behema, as we learned before. And then we have Malkus from the Chiyuv Misa, Rasha, Rasha. Rav Amar, Rava says, as Rashi explains, you don't have to go through these two steps, but you could do it in one step. Asiya maka maka. We can make a direct connection between maka behema and maka of an adam. And memela, we don't have to go through a step where you killed someone. We can go through behema straight to malchus. Amale Rapapala Rava Hai Maka, which Maka are you speaking about? Ilema Umaka Bemishamana Makadam Yumas. If you want that pasuk that we used before from Vayikra Chav Dalet, pasuk Chav Aleph, which the Gemara used before to compare Maka Behema to Maka Adam, you're right, it uses the word Maka there. But that's not a case of Hakah. That's not a case where someone would be Chayv Malkus on. Hi, Biktoliksiv. There, the pasuk ends off. You must. Why does the person get killed by Bezdin? Because he killed the other person. So even though the lushan is makke, but it actually means he hit him until he died. He killed him. Elahai makke must be the following makke, and this is the one that's in Vayikra Chav Dalet. We have one in pasuk Yitches and one in the very next pasuk Yitches, and since they're put next to each other, therefore we make a hekesh from one pasuk to the other. The first pasuk says, "Umake nefesh behemi shamena nefesh tachas nefesh," and in the next pasuk says, "Ve'ish ki yiten mumba misoi kasher asa kenya asaloi," and that's what the Gemara brings down here. "Umake nefesh behemi shamena nefesh tachas nefesh v'samuch lei," and right next in pasuk Yates, it says, "Ve'ish ki yiten mumba misoi kasher asa kenya asaloi," as Rashi explains, he should receive Malkus. So here we have a Maki Nefesh Behema, and we have a Maki of hitting a person where the perpetrator gets Malkus, and based on that Hekesh, we don't have to go through two steps. We can make a direct Hekesh from Maki Behema to Maki Adam. Freidi Gemara, Vahai Lav Makihi. But look at the lashon of the final pasuk in Vayikra Chav Dalet pasuk Yates. It doesn't say makke. It says ve'ish ki yiten mum bamisoi. He put a mum, a damage into his friend. It doesn't use the word makke. How could you make exer shava? So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, anana ka ka kamrin. We didn't mean the exact word of makke. We meant the idea of makke. What does ki yiten mum bamisoi means? It means that you are placing a maka to that person. It's the idea of maka, and that's enough to make Xerah Shava. Ask the Gemara, how can you learn from there? Xerah Shava, and you're going to say the same as we learned by Tana the Bechiskia, that just like by maka behemoth, doesn't make a difference between shoyging and mezim, mischavin, or ainim, mischavin, you read aliyah, the same thing. By ve'ishkit and mumba misoi, there's no difference between shoyig and mezid, mischavenein and mischavein. You read aliyah, that's, you're gonna make that same type of drasha, v'hokik siv, v'chayvel chaveridik siv, that posik of ve'ishkit and mumba misoi is speaking about chayvel, where you hurt, you damage your fellow friend. V'chayvel v'chaveridik bar tashlumenu. We know, we have learned, that by chayvel, it's an exception to the rule, where even though the person was over on a lav of lo yosef, by hitting his friend, but yet he has to pay Mammon. So if he has to pay Mammon and not Malkus, how can I learn from there the Ptur that Chai Malkus shaking up Pturit? Here there's no Malkus at all. We're trying to learn out that a chi of Malkus paters Mammon, not only if you receive the Malkus, but even if this is an aver which has normally Malkus with it, if there's Asra. So even though it was Bishragi, even though there wasn't any Asra, you'll be pater for Mammon. But here, you're never chayv Malkus to begin with. You're only chayv Mammon. It's chayvel. Chayvel is bar tashluminu. The Gemara says, I'll give you a case of hako, which is a case of chayvel, which is only Malkus. If this pasuk of Kain Yosloi is not speaking about hako where there was a damage to the person physically of a shavar peruta, why? Because that's actually learned, as Rashi brings down, from the very next pasuk, which says kasher yitain mum ba'adam kain yinasin boy, and nasin means dover hanitan miyad liyad, that you have to pay money for a damage that you inflicted into somebody else if it has a shavar peruta. So what is the previous pasuk of kasher asa kain yasa loy referring to? To no inyan la kashem by shavar peruta, there is no damage of shavar peruta, so therefore the only chiv is a chiv of malchus, and now I can make the hekesh from Make behema to make adon to veishki ita mumba misa, which will be akasha ein by shavar peruta, and I'll be able to say that just like by behema loy chilakta bein shayig lemezid, the same thing by ishki ita mumba misa, there's no chilik between shayig and mezid. Ask the Gemara as we turn to daf lamed hey amid bay soif soif. But after all, in the bottom line, the final analysis, lav bar tashluminu. How can you learn out that Chai Malkus Shoygin are Petur Min HaTashlumin from a case of Akor She'ein by Shavar Peruta, where the reason that he doesn't have to pay is because there's nothing to pay? It's less than a Shavar Peruta. So how can I learn that Kol HaTorah Kula, that wherever there's Malkus Shoygin, you're Potter from money? And I'm learning that from a case where there's not money to begin with. The Gemara answers, Loitzricha, the Bahare de Mechia, Koreshirayim delay. We're not speaking about the damage that he inflicted to his body. That's Takya Ein Boi Shavar Peruta. And on that, for the Chayvel, in his Guv, he's Chayv Malkus. But what he did was, at the same time that he damaged him, a Hakah of Ein Boi Shavar Peruta, he tore his silks, he tore his Begadim. And for that, as the Ritva explains, when does money by Chayvel push away the Chiv Malkus? That's only the money that's inflicted to the body itself. But the money that is inflicted to the begotten of the person, that does not push away the Chiv Malkus. So our case over here we'll be speaking about Ahakor Shein by Shavar Peruta. So because of the Chayvel Begufoy in his body, there is no Chiyav Mammon. On that is a Chiyav Malkus. But now he has another Chiyav Mammon because he tore his Begadim. On that there'll be the regular Halacha of Kamlei Midarabene, Al Rishach Zatamachav Avi, Atamachav Ashtay Rishois, that the Malkus will push away the Mammon, because the Malkus is stronger than the Mammon. The only time the Mammon is stronger than the Malkus is by Chayvel Begufoy. But here we're speaking about that he tore the Shirayim, plus making Akar Shein by Shavar Peruta, for which he's Chayv Malkus in his guf. So here, the Malkus will push away the Mammon. On that, we'll make the Gzeir Shavu. We'll learn Maka Behema to Ishki Tumum Bam Yisrael. Just like by Maka Behema, there's no difference between Shoygin Lemezid L'chiyuv. So by Ishki Tumum Bam Yisrael, there's no difference between Shoygin Lemezid to Pater, because of and even by Chayve Malkus Shoygin, we will also say that you are Potter. That is the way that Rish Lakish learns out that Chayve Malkus Shoygin is Potter. And that's why Rish Lakish could not learn like Rabbi Yochanan. His teretz from the Gemara Makkos Yud Gimel to our Mishnah over here on Daf Chav Tes, because if by Isru Beit it would be Malkus, then Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz of Lo Isru Beit, there would be Knes, according to Rish Lakish, is not true, because Chai v'Malkus Shoygin are Peturim and Atashlumen, and there wouldn't be Knas b'Shoygin either without Asra. And therefore, Rish Lakish had to come up with the answer that it's going like Rab Meir, who holds that you're like Umisham. And that's why there could be Malkus from Daf Yud Gimel and Makkos, and there could be Knas from Ksubis Daf Chavtes. Continues the Gemara, Amar Leh Rav Chiya L'Rava, Rav Chiya said to Rava, L'Tana de Beit Chizkiya, according to Tana de Beit Chizkiya that we learned on Amud Aleph, the Omar Maka Adum Maka Behema, we had made a comparison between Maka Behema in the Pasuk, Umaka Behema Shamana, Umaka Adum Yumas, that just like Maka Behema is always Chayiv, and there's no difference between Shoyg and Mezid, between Mischavin and Ein Mischavin, the same thing is by Makya Adam, that he's always Potter Mitashlumin, and that's where Tana Beit Chizkiya learned out Chayv Mishoygin Petur Mitashlumin, Frey Rava 2. Ask Rav Chiya to Rava, Mimai de Bechol Ksiv, how do you know that the Pasuk of Makya Behema is speaking about that he hit the Behema on the weekday, and then there would not be any difference between Shoygin and Mezid, and he would be chayiv, velekele fluge, we wouldn't make any distinction. Dilma be Shabbos ksiv, maybe the pasuk is speaking about Shabbos. Dibbe behema gufa ikele fluge. We would then have to make a distinction by Maka behema itself between Mezid and Shoygeg, because how could he be chayiv and tashlumen if it was done by Mezid? Then he would be a machal Shabbos, he would be chayiv misa, and on Mezid, we certainly would say, Kamle b'Rabbanei, there would be no Chi of Tashlumen. And if there is a Chi of Tashlumen, it must be because it's B'Shoygig. So how do you want to learn out Makkah Adam from Makkah Behema? That just like by Makkah Behema, there's no difference between Shoygig and Mezid, the same thing by Makkah Adam. Maybe it's speaking about Shabbos, and then Bal Korchach, there's a Chilik even by Behema itself between Shoygig and Mezid. Gemara answers, Loi Sakadat, you shouldn't think such a Havim in a, because it's impossible to learn the pasuk that's speaking about Shabbos. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, "Umake behemi shamena, umake adam yumas." That for killing another individual, the killer gets the death penalty. Hechidami. How is it speaking about? Ideloy asrube. If they did not give him hasra, make adam amai yumas. So why should the person be killed for killing another person if he himself did not receive warning? Elipshi, the certain, the Asurbeit, they must have given him a warning. And that's why if he killed the other person in spite of the warning, he's Chayiv Misa. And now, if the end of the Pasuk is speaking about B'mezid with Asra, so what's the beginning of the Pasuk speaking about? V'i b'Shabbos. If the beginning of the Pasuk is speaking about Shabbos, and it's speaking about with warning, Makke Behemi Yishalmena, Bitmiya, says Rashi. So how could there be Tashlumen for Makke Behema? Since he was Mechal Shabbos, just like the end of the Pasuk is B'mezid, then the beginning of the Pasuk is Mechal Shabbos B'mezid by hitting this animal. So how could there be a Din Tashlumen? There would be Kamalei B'Rabnei. El Alav B'choyel. If the Pasuk does say that there is Tashlumen, it must be speaking about B'choyel in the weekday, and therefore there is no Kamalei B'Rabnei. Therefore you always have to pay whether it's Shoygeg B'mezid, and therefore we can make a hekesh to Maka Adam, likewise that you're always potter from Tashlumen Ben Shoyg L'Mezid, and we can learn out Chayv Mishoyg Peturin Min HaTashlumen. Continues the Gemara, Amalei Rapapa L'Abaye, Rapapa said to Abaye, I have the following question, L'Rabba, according to Rabba, that we learned earlier on Daf Lamed Dal Lamed Beis, the Amar Chiddush Shechitcha Torah B'Knas. We were explaining the sheet of Rav Meir. This was the third teretz to the stira between Ksubas Daf Chavtes and Makkos Yud Gimel. Rish Lakish wanted to suggest that it's going according to Rav Meir, who holds Leiko Mishalim, and by Bitoi he'll hold Meis. Umisham, you don't say you're Potter Minat Tashlumen. We had a question from Shaychet b'Shabbos or Shaychet l'Avodah Zara Tavach u'Machar, where we said according to Rav Meir there's a chiv of Dal v'Hei, and if he holds Misa u'Misham Lesley, he holds that you're Pater from Tashlum and by Misa. So why was there a chiv of Knas of Dal v'Hei by Shabbos and Avodah Zara, which are chiv Misa? And Resh Lakish answered that it's Tavach Hayidei Acher. So the Shliach was Chayiv Misa, and the Mishalech was Chayiv the Tashlumen. However, Rabbi said no, that he himself shechted it, and he's still Chayiv, because since Knas, a fine, is an extra payment that Bezdin makes the person pay, it's a fine, that's a Chiddush who Shechitcha Taira, so that Chiddush applies even when there is a Chayiv Misa. When do I say Kamlai Rabnei? That's only if it's a Chiv Mammon. But if it's a Chiv Knas, which is a Chiddush, which is a novel thing, which a person really shouldn't be Chayiv, and yet the Torah was Mechayiv him, then he's Chayiv in all circumstances, even if there's a Chiv Misa as well. That's how Rabbah wanted to explain why there will be Dal Vehei if he Shechted on Shabbos or he Shechted for Avodah Zarah. The Afal gav the Mikto Mishalim, since Knas the Chiddush, even though he's going to get killed, he has to pay as well. If so, Masnisin Kamam Mukim Lo, who will he explain our Mishnah? How will he answer the steerer from Makas Yud Gimel to Ksubas Choftes? Makas Yud Gimel says he get Malkus, and Ksubas Choftes says there's Knas. Who is it going like? Ikra Meir. If you want to suggest what Rish Lakish suggested, that it's going according to Rav Meir and Leika Mishalim, Bakasha Bitoi. Now it'll be a problem with Bitoi. Previously, if you go like Rish Lakish, who says that Dal Vehei you have to pay because it's Tavach Al Yidei Acher, the Shliach gets Misa and the Mishalech pays, and Bitoi is Potter because even by Knas we say Kamalei V'Rabnei, everything works out fine. But now that Rabbi said that by Knas it's a Chiddush and you don't say Kamalei V'Rabnei, so why in fact by Bitoi in the Mishnah further in the Perek do we say that he's potter because it's a chiv misa, but we're speaking about knas, and knas is a chiddush. And you're telling me, Rabbi, that by knas a chiddush, you say it even by a chiv misa, so it can't be going according to Rabbi Meir. Ik, Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, kasha choysoi. As Rashi explains, in Divri Amaskel, Ik, Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana also holds like Rabbi Meir that loika mishalom. How do I know this? Because since Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana was mechadesh, that Yom HaKippurim has a din like Shabbos, that Yom HaKippurim is also Pater Min HaTashlumin, because there is a Chiyuv Koras. And he learned this out from Gezeirah Shava of Asan Asan. So why didn't Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana say that Yom Kippur is Pater from Tashlumin because of the Lav? It has Malkus. No, he had to come on to Koras. The Koras has a din like Mises Bezdin that it's Pater Min HaTashlumin. But he didn't say because of Lav. So what do I see? That if it would just be because of the Lav itself, we would say that he's Chayiv. So Memeila, we see he holds like Rav Meir. So that will answer the stira to the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes that gets Knas. And even though Makas Yud Gimel said there's Malkus, because he holds like Rav Meir that Loike Umishalem. And he does not hold of Mesu Mishalem. By Mesu Mishalem, even by Knas, he doesn't hold Rabbis Chiddush. He will hold that there is a din of Komalei B'Rabbanei. So L'chayru, Rabbi could say that our mission is going according to Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana. It's a variation of Rabbi Meir. It's on the one hand, Loika Mishalem. On the other hand, you don't say Mesu Mishalem even by Knas. And it would work out. But the Gemara says the problem, kasha choysoi, because by a choysoi, there's chorus. It's not only malchus, it's chorus. And Rav Nechuni ben Akana holds that by chorus and knas, or chorus and mammon, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, that there's a din of kamalei b'rabbanei. So the Mishnah doesn't work out according to Rav Nechuni ben Akana. Ik, Rabbi Yitzchak, and if you want to go like Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rashi explains in Masechta, Machas and Daf Yudal, we find that Rabbi Yitzchak Shita is, that anything for which you're chayv kores, there is no malchus arboim, and he doesn't hold of the Mishnah of Eila and Aloikin of Abol HaChaisai, because Abol HaChaisai only gets chorus and does not get malchus. So, and he also doesn't hold of Rav Nechuni ben Akana's Chiddush, that when there is Chorus, you do not get knas. So l'chayre, our Mishnah could go like Rabbi Yitzchak, and therefore there's no problem from Eilin Aloykin, because Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold of the Mishnah of Eilin Aloykin. He holds up by a chayis that is only chorus, and by chorus you don't say komle rabbi, not like the chayim. That's why our Mishnah Daf Chavtes says that by a chayis, for example, there is a chiyuv knas, because chorus doesn't pater knas. But then I have a different problem. Ask the Gemara Kasher Mamzeres. It's a problem with Mamzeres, because everybody's mitzvah that for Mamzeres you receive Malkus, and yet our Mishnah says that you receive Knas. And L'chayra, we should say, Kam Leibin Rabbanei, because Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir, that like a Mishalem, so it can't be going like Rabbi Yitzchak. So ha nichlis tov like Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabba would hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that not only is chayve malkish p'turim and atashlumen, but chayve malkishoygin are also p'turim and atashlumen. So isav like Rabbi Yochanan, who nami mitaretz like Rabbi Yochanan, he can explain our mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gave a teretz that the mishnah malkis is when you gave hasra, and the mishnah in Ksubas Chavtes is where there was no asra, and when there's no asra, Rabbi Yochanan shita is that you'll be chayiv. We don't say, as Rish Lakish says, we don't say chayve malkish shoygin peturin. We hold chayve malkish shoygin are chayoven. So therefore, our Mishnah could be speaking about loy isrubay, and chayve malkish shoygin is chayiv. So if Rabba would hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that's good. Eli savik Rabbi Shlakish, but if Rabba would hold like Rish Lakish that chayve malkish shoygin are peturim in atishlumin, so heichem and tarzo, so then he's stuck. Then how's he going to answer our Mishnah? Our Mishnah has loy isrubay. But lo yisubei chayv malkish shoygin according to Rish Lakish are peturim minat tashlumin. The Gemara says you're right, and al korach Rabbi Yochanan Sirulei. Rabba's only way out, the way he could explain the Mishnah, is only if he held like Rabbi Yochanan that chayv malkish shoygin are chayovin b'tashlumin. So the Mishnah in Malkus is with Hasra. The Mishnah in Ksubas is without Hasra. Without Hasra, you're chayiv b'tashlumin. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Masna Labaya said Rav Masna Labaya Lirish Shlokish Koin to Shlokish the Amar Beferish Rips the Torah Chayv Malkus Chayv Misois that the Torah was Beferish Marbe. It included that Chayv Malkus. We had different Lemudim Rasha or Maka, but we concluded that Chayv Malkus has the same din as Chayv Mises. That just like everyone is moited to Tana de Bechiske, the Chayv Mises are Pater Minat Shlumen. Bishoygeg, the same thing. Chayv Malkus Shoygen are Pater Minat Shlumen. If so, I have a kasha Mantana de Poligaled Reb Nechuni Ben Akana. Who is the Tana who argues on Reb Nechuni Ben Akana? As Rashi points out, we find in two places that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds that you would be potter, and others disagree and hold chayiv. So who's the one who holds not like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana and is mechayiv tashlumin when there's a chayiv chorus? For example, hid legadish b'yom kippurim, that we hold as chayiv, and the Chunya ben Akana holds potter. Our Mishnah here, Ksubas Chavtes, that by a choisoi, where there is knas, although there's a chiv chorus, which Rav Nechunya ben Akana, we just said before, would not hold of our Mishnah, because by a chiv chores, there is no knas. So who's the man d'yomer who disagrees and holds it's chayiv? What's the problem? Even if I don't hold over the Chodim Benakon's Gzeira Shavas, says Rashi of Asan, and that the Chi of Chorus would not potter from Knas, but L'Chaira, every Chorus has with it a Lav. The only Chorus that does not have with it a Lav, says Rashi, there's two exceptions, is Pesach Omila, where the person was over a Mitzvah Saseh. All other Lavin, of course, carry with it Malkus as well. So, Bishlam, it says Rashi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so he can say that our mission is going like the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Meir, and they hold Ein Eloikim Mishalim. And what is our mission speaking about? Loi Hisruboy. So I do have a Mandi Yomar who we can fit in the Mishnah, not like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. According to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Achoisoi should be, is Chorus, it should be Potter from Knas. Our Mishnah will go in like the Rabbonin, who argue on Rav Meir, and they hold that Ein Loike Umishalem, but if Loi Hisru Boy, Chayvim Yisushayigin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, are Chayovim B'Tashlum. So our Mishnah can go like those Rabbonin who argue against Rav Meir, by Chayvim Yisushayigin, they'll be Chayiv. That's what the Gemara says. Only Ramasla, by Lurish Lakish, however, according to Rish Lakish, the Amar Beferish Rib Sotar, Chayvim Malkish, Chayvim Mises, and Chayvim Malkish Shoygin are also Patrim and Atashlumin. So Mantana, the Polygolator of Nechuni Ben Akana. Because forget about the chorus. Take away the fact that of Kores, and maybe you don't hold of Osnosen, and maybe Kores of Achoisoi would not potter the Knas, but it should be potter for another reason, because every Kores has with it Malkus, and Rish Lakish holds every Malkus, even if it's B'shoigeg, is also potter min HaTashlumin. So even if there wouldn't be a ptur of the Knas in our Mishnah on Daf Chavtes because of the Kores, because we don't hold like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, but it should still be a ptur because of the Malkus, and according to Rish Lakish, you say that even B'shoigeg. So who holds Chayiv? So the Gemara says, Einichnami, then you have only two options. E-Rab Meir, E-Rab Yitzchak. Either it's going according to Rab Meir or according to Rab Yitzchak. As Rashi explains, our Mishnah can only go like Rab Meir. When we say E-Rab Meir, E-Rab Yitzchak, we mean that the Mishnah in Shvuyas of Madlik Gadish B'Yom HaKippurim, where we say it's Chayiv, that can go either like Rav Meir or like Rav Yitzchak. Our Mishnah cannot go like Rav Yitzchak, because as we said before, we had a problem, even though Rav Yitzchak holds that there is no Malkus when you have a Chiv Karis, and he doesn't hold of the Mishnah in Makis Yud Gimel, Eluena Loikin by Achoisei. Achoisei's Karis, there is no Malkus. So there's no problem of Loiku Mishalim. And he doesn't hold of Rav Nechunya ben Akana that Koras Pater's Tashlumin. So the Mishnah says Yuchayv Knas, it would work out. Yes, but there's one problem. Mamzeris, the Gemara asks. Mamzeris, everybody holds has Malkus, and yet it says in our Mishnah there's Knas. So our Mishnah can only go E Rab Meir. It can only go like Rab Meir that holds Loiku Mishalim. That, we're gonna say that shot of Loikim Misham in our Mishnah. In the Mishnah of Shavuos, by Madlik Gadish, by Yom Kippurim, where it says it's Chayiv, there you have two options. Either you can go like Rav Meir, that it's Loikim Mishalim. Chi, of course, doesn't pater Mammon. And the Chi of Malkus that the chorus has with it, according to Rav Meir, does also not pater the Mammon. So it's Chayiv. So Rav Meir will be the one who argues on Rav Nechunya ben Akana's Psak that Madlik Gadish B'Yom HaKippurim, because of the chorus, it's pater from Tashlumin. Or it could be going like Rav Yitzchak, because Rav Yitzchak holds that whenever there is chorus, there's no Malkus. And chorus itself does not pater min HaTashlumin. And I don't have a problem there in the Mishnah of Shavuos of Mamzeris like we have in our Mishnah. So therefore, the Mishnah in Shavuos that says you're Chayiv from Madlik Gadish, there it could be going either like Rav Meir, like Rav Misham, or like Rav Yitzchak, that a Chi, of course, has no Malkus, and a Chi, of course, does not Pater Menat Tashlumin, and that's why you're Chayiv by Madlik Gadish. And these are the Tanoim who possibly are the Tanoim of that Mishnah who hold Chayiv against Rav Nechunya ben Akana Shita, who holds Potter. That's how Rish Lakish will zetzain the Mishnah in Shavuos and the Mishnah here in Ksubis, Daf Chavtes.